This is Twit.
Big big story. Of course, it's the week before CES, and one of the things that dropped out is a website called Video Cards, Video Card with a Z at the end. Apparently got a hold of an official reviewer's guide and did what many people would like to do when they get a hold of an official reviewer's guide before the actual NDA is up. Basically took a lot of that information, put it on the website, and generated a whole lot of traffic, which means one of two things. Either they're incredibly clever over there and incredibly bored, or that they actually did get a reviewer's guide and don't expect to ever have anyone from NVIDIA ever talking to them anyway and made the information public. But I'm kind of excited about this. You know, we're looking at a fair number of CUDA cores, 1920 CUDA cores compared to the RTX 2070 with 2304, compared to the 1070 Ti with 2432. We're looking at, you know, a pretty nice bit of performance for the price. And I was thinking it's somewhere in the neighborhood of a 1070, 1070 Ti. Are we looking at in terms of the performance?
Yeah, I mean, the rumors about an upcoming card like this have been circulating since, I think, back in August. And a few weeks ago, I had done whatever the current roundup was for rumors at that time. And some things have changed. Other things, whatever video cards has gotten their hands on, they think they have a lot more in the way of details. And we've been hearing about something like this since nobody knew about the RTX 2080 and 2070 cards.
Sure.
And those were still being thought of as maybe these would be the GTX 11 series. And then there were some conflicting reports about mobile variants that were in the 11 family, which, you know, I've seen both sides where people throw cold water on it, and it may or may not be like old placeholders on HP's website that were advertising these mobile parts in the 11 series. So we'll have to wait and see. To me, it's kind of interesting to think about the possibility of an announcement, because, you know, typically CES is not where you see graphics card announcements.
Right.
I had to look it up. Like the last one was back in 2015, and that was the 960. So we'll have to see how much of this is accurate. I would put a lot more stock into what I'm seeing from the same outlet with regard to upcoming AMD processors, I don't think there have been any like product listings or anything like that for any new GPUs just yet.